Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation. Today is Thursday, June 15th, and if you haven't paid your rent yet, you're going to get evicted.
Okay.
Got a great show for you later on, man. Hide your kids, hide your wife, because Leonardo DiCaprio, Orlando Bloom, and Tobey Maguire are on the prowl.
Oh.
Right.
Takers in the room?
No.
No.
Okay, we're good. No. And we got a smash alert. Charlize Theron has swooped up somebody's sloppy seconds, but first, let's get ready to... I can't say the last word because he has it copywritten.
Exactly.
It's going down. Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor are going to fight. The dotted line has been signed and it's popping off August 26th in Las Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena.
At this point in Floyd Mayweather's life, he's been retired. Now he's going to come back to fight you. Is he coming back to fight you or is he just coming to get another big purse? Like, is he going to really put on a good show in this fight?
Girl, he always put on a good show now.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Floyd Mayweather is going to make money and he's going to make history.
And the other guy is too.
Conor McGregor is going to get $100
million. $100
million?
Huh? Yeah.
Whoa.
That's ridiculous.
Me and Portia step in the ring handcuffed together for $100 million.
Oh, yeah.
We split 50.
Ooh. Where was the sign-up sheet? Hell, I'll take a hit. What?
Yeah. But when you look at the magnitude of this fight, right? Like, Floyd Mayweather is undefeated, and not only by doing this, he's going to make, like, somewhere between $200 and $300 million. He'll beat Rocky Marciano's record for having the most wins.
So, with Conor being an MMA fighter, let's say he goes in the ring with Mayweather, and he goes down first punch. Does that look bad for him in his career?
No, it'll actually put him in the history books for the most expensive nap ever taken. Shoot.
And he can always say, man, I'm a UFC fighter.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, I didn't know what this was.
Yeah.
If I was Conor McGregor, I would go in there, kick him immediately, lose by DQ, and at least retain 40% of my winnings.
Yes. No, you got to deal with honor now.
Yes. I forgot where I was. It was a ring on the bell. I just,
right.
I got baby eyes.
All right, honey. Up next, Portia. Mm. Now, I told you, honey, the other day that, you know, you needed to date an older man. And baby,
okay.
Guess what? I got a man for you, and he's rich.
Well, that was quick.
Yes, baby.
Don't do it.
Venus and Serena Williams, 75-year-old father, Richard Williams, just filed for divorce from his 38-year-old wife, honey, of 7 years, Miss Lakeisha.
Now, you better come better than that. You're the worst matchmaker ever.
Girl.
75?
Yeah, push
it. She's better on Tinder.
No, ma'am, whoever you are.
Anyway, honey, just a heads up, though, y'all. Now, this divorce is going to get very messy, baby.
Really?
It's, in the court docs, he has accused Lakeisha of trying to rob him blind, honey, and he's accused her of forging his name, honey,
ooh,
to transfer a house and a car to herself and taking his Social Security.
Oh, my God.
This is elder abuse.
Yes, that's senior citizen abuse.
Yes, so much. You're 75 too old, honey. What's the oldest guy you ever dated, honey?
I would say, like, maybe 45, 47, somewhere around there.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I'm really ready to go over the 50 mark yet.
Yeah, but, I mean, just think how rich you could be, and everybody would recognize
I got money.
You.
I got a home. I own it. Got a business. I own that.
But you're missing the point, though, Portia.
What I need.
You're missing the point, Portia. You don't have to change your last name.
I need swimmers. Swimmers. And I don't think those are going to be swimmers at 75.
He got Viagra.
They going to be
sleep. Swimmers.
I'm like, wake up.
They going to need a life raft.
Okay.
All right, up next, Elizabeth Banks was honored last night at the Women in Film, Crystal, and Lucy Awards, and she took the opportunity to call out Hollywood's Boys Club, specifically Steven Spielberg.
What Spielberg do to her?
Oh, Lord, honey. Ooh. She pointed out that he has an embarrassing record of films with women-driven films, saying, I went to Indiana Jones and Jaws and every movie Steven Spielberg ever made, and by the way, he's never made a movie with the female lead. Sorry, Steven, I don't mean to call your ass out, but it's true.
Wasn't Jaws a female?
Jaws, the actual fish?
Yeah.
I don't know. She seemed pretty bitchy.
Yeah, she was. She was a mean bitch.
Yeah, she was.
And she was hungry, too. She had just smoked.
Yeah, that was definitely a female.
She had the munchies. Well, then, y'all, somebody called her out. They called out The Color Purple, which, of course, starred Whoopi Goldberg and a huge role for our girl Oprah.
Absolutely.
Needless to say, Twitter was not going for this one and not going to let this one slide. One person tweeted, "The Color Purple doesn't count. All women aren't white." Another guy tweeted, "Translation, he never made a movie where I was offered the lead or had a female lead that I cared about, The Color Purple."
Aww. Oh. Well, I'm sure we can agree she wouldn't have been a very good lead in Color Purple.
Not at all. She could have been Suge.
She couldn't have been silly.
Yeah. All right, so it's time to bring some yin-yang to this thing and put a huge hello out to our friends in L.A. That's Frank, Heidi, and Eric. What's going on, y'all?
What's
hey,
Atlanta.
Hey,
y'all. So, Heidi, I hear you want to pitch a movie idea to the rest of the world. What's going on?
I do, Headcrack. So, forget The Hangover, forget Rough Night, but there is a new movie that should be made, and it's all really coming from a picture I saw. Leo DiCaprio, Orlando Bloom, and Tobey Maguire. Also, Orlando Bloom's little dog, Mighty, who looks a lot like Katy Perry's dog, Nugget.
Oh.
So they're all out in New York's East Village wandering about, and they've been snapped. And reports say three men and a dog looked pretty chill and relaxed as they strolled the streets.
That's the movie, Three Men and a Dog. Right? And the dog talks.
So these are three guys that were sort of very famously part of that infamous posse back in the 90s,
Did
you know?
Did they call it posse, or was there a word in front of posse?
There was a word in front of posse.
Like posse. It sounded a lot like posse.
Right. That was them back in the day, but the reports during this picture was they're in New York's East Village, they strolled along, and then stopped for ice cream.
Oh, my God.
Where's the name, Q?
Real men like ice cream, Heidi.
Mm-hmm. But then you go get ice cream on a date. Like, you don't go get ice cream with your homeboy.
Exactly.
What's East Village like? Is it a lot where a lot of people hang out there? Or maybe some good queens might hang out there.
Gary, are you suggesting that these three aren't looking for women?
No, I think Leo's shorts are suggesting that.
Well, another guy who might make the grade and be able to kick it with Leo, Toby, and Orlando is Liam Payne. Now, for those who don't know, you know, he's currently with, a super hot older lady. And despite recently becoming a dad, he's been reading out some R-rated messages from fans over there in the UK who want to do all kinds of things to him. Take a look.
Oh, my God.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the beat dropped, panties did too. The way his veins stick out of his arms. Oh, I'm a puddle.
That's nothing. I've been sent pictures of scrotum.
Sorry about that. That was the wrong person. I didn't mean to send that.
I thought I recognized it.
It was supposed to go to Heidi.
I just love, though, British people. Like, maybe over there, I'm a puddle is filthy. But over here, I'd go, oh, my God, you make me so wet.
Or we can ruffle
somebody's feathers and say we're
right. Yeah.
Wait, but what was that, Portia? Portia, you cut out. What did you say again? You're what?
I said I got a puddle.
He messed up. It was a typo, and somebody meant to say I'm a poodle.
But the part that threw me when he said the veins were popping out, I was like,
yeah, women love to see veins on a man's arm. Right. Yeah, it does something for us. It does.
I mean, they do heroin.
It does.
Okay, so there's just enough time to reveal this week's winner of the Who's Your Daddy contest. We've been doing this all week long. The rules are simple. We basically get one of our female hosts, and we pair them up with a celebrity father and see what their baby would look like. Yesterday, we presented you with this atrocity.
No.
Oh, God.
The correct answer was... The Rock. Now, 7,000 of you took a guess.
Wow.
A lot of you got it right, but we can only give away the $500 to one person. So congratulations to Francesca Ash. She correctly guessed The Rock. So
Francesca.
$500 coming your way, Franny. So look for that.
Go ahead, girl.
All right. So today, we're going to do another contest. Your last chance to win the $500. And we're going to pair up Sammy Marino, one of our hosts, with a mystery male celebrity.
Oh, my gosh.
But the baby looks like it's been maced, like around the eye.
Yeah.
Now, is the father Shia LaBeouf, Seth Rogen, or Jonah Hill? Send your answers to dishnation.com/WhoYourDaddyContest, and we will reveal the answer of who's the daddy on Monday. Now, coming up, NeNe Leakes wants you to eat her peach.
Whoa, she says.
Find out what that means in a couple minutes.
I think I know.
Did
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, it's official. It's official, Portia. NeNe Leakes is back, baby, for the next season of Real Housewives of Atlanta. NeNe made the announcement by posting this photo on Instagram with the caption, "It's been a long process, but we finally reached an agreement." All hail to the queen, honey, for season 10 of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Hashtag the threat is back. Ooh! All right, bitch.
Did you guys make this season or a villain?
I don't know.
Ooh, she gonna get y'all, Portia, sound like.
She been waiting. I'm glad she got a job back.
Nah, that's what I said too, child. Portia.
Yeah, you gotta be pretty excited to go do a full photo shoot, all this, that. I'm glad. I'm happy for you. I'm glad you're happy.
Anywho, and not only is NeNe back this season, baby, Miss Kenya is returning, maybe as an actual housewife, honey. It was just reported that Kenya secretly got married in St. Lucia to a man she been dating, honey, for 8 months.
Wow.
But she was dating Matt, I thought. Was he just...
I think that was over.
They had to get married at a place that Matt couldn't swim to. All right, y'all, we got a smash alert.
Oh,
it's being reported that Charlize Theron has been secretly dating, wait for it, Halle Berry's ex, Gabrielle Aubrey.
What?
Oh, that's cute.
The two were recently spotted having fun together at Santa Monica. Sources are saying that they're really into each other. They have a genuine connection and a huge attraction, but they want to keep things on the down low because the relationship's still pretty new.
Right. Well, that's smart. You can't let everybody in your business.
Baby.
Because then everybody's going to come with the tea.
Baby.
And he's with Halle and this and that and try to break y'all
Well,
up.
We in that's it now. Nice. We know about it.
Yeah.
So, ain't that secret?
Yes. But here's why, like, the smash alert is so next level, though.
What?
Like, there's been a secret war allegedly going on between Halle Berry and Charlize Theron
for
15 years. So, flashback.
How come I didn't know about this?
Okay.
This is a secret war.
Okay, what's going on?
All right, so you remember when Halle Berry won the Oscar, right, for Monsters Ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right, the very next year, Charlize Theron won an Oscar award as well.
For Monster.
Okay. Yeah, and then allegedly she was quoted by the New Yorker as saying, "Note to self, do not become Halle Berry."
What does that mean?
Well, you know, after Halle got the Oscar, like, she didn't really make the best movie choices.
Oh, don't be trying to shade nobody, because I don't remember the best movies after that either for her either.
But here's the thing. So, like, you know, Charlize Theron denies making that comment, and she claims she even sent a note and flowers to Halle to apologize for the misunderstanding.
Oh, well, that's nice.
But in an interview with Today Show, Halle Berry says she never got that apology or those flowers.
Oh.
Thank you, honey.
Well, Charlize is many things, isn't she?
Who's the real monster?
Okay. Yeah, if you got ties and you've had a long secret beef with somebody, you should not date their baby daddy. Yeah.
They had an attraction to each other. She probably thought he was
Halle Berry did Monster Ball. She did the movie Monster.
Oh.
Then she got her Oscar after.
Girl, after Halle Berry did
baby
Monster
daddy.
Ball.
Now she got her baby daddy after.
Yes,
she
that's
is
too
single,
much,
single white female syndrome.
Halle Berry was in X-Men. Now she's dating Halle Berry's X-Man.
Uh-huh.
See?
Oh, my God. Y'all pulling.
All right, y'all, who's ready for a deal?
Me!
Oh, guess what, baby?
What?
Baby, we got Gucci! Yes, bitch, Gucci! Now, you know I love Gucci, baby. Yes, baby. Now, Gucci sunglasses will make you stand out. Look at me. Am I standing out?
Yes.
Standing out for the crowd, bitch. Look at me, honey.
Well, look at me. I got some, too.
Oh! All right. Now, these Gucci sunglasses come in a stylish, shiny, burgundy frame with gradient UV lenses to give you a chic look for the summer, honey. Yes, bitch. And these lenses, honey, have a special anti-glare coating and scratch-resistant design.
As some old little white lady sits in the living room, why are you calling me a bitch?
I know.
Now, normally, y'all, these Gucci sunglasses retail for over $400. But today, for our Dish Nation family, they're just, guess how much?
How much?
$149.
Wow.
Go to tempbrands.com/dish to start looking Gucci. And hair crack, guess what?
What?
They have some hot Gucci men glasses, too, for the same price.
I just ordered mine rush delivery.
Wow, that was fast.
Yes.
Coming up, y'all, do you like it racy or do you like it rough? We'll tell you how we like it next.
Ooh. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Guess what, y'all?
What?
Time for Ticket or Skip It.
Yay!
Nah.
Now, this time around, we're reviewing two movies, so we got to get to it. Now, Cars 3 is opening. There's a whole new generation of super fast cars, so the legendary Lightning McQueen finds himself pushed out of the sport that he loves. He gets into a crazy crash, too, and we all got to wait to see if he can make this big comeback or if his time in the spotlight is over.
A rookie sensation.
Jackson Storm.
Jackson Storm.
Jackson Storms in a class of his own.
Hey, champ. You had a good run.
You have no idea what a pleasure it is for me to finally beat you.
Did you say meet or beat?
I think you heard me. Enjoy your retirement.
Did you just yawn?
Girl.
Me too. Like, that was the longest trailer ever.
You visibly look tired.
Yeah, like, I was just falling asleep watching it.
Really? That was intense.
It was intense.
I was, like, hanging on to every moment. They did a good job in building up the climax of this movie.
Complete moment of transparency. I got a chance to see a sneak preview of it the other day. It's, like, really good. Imagine Rocky with cars.
That's what I'm saying.
And somebody trying to make a comeback against undeniable odds. It's a good movie.
That's how it looked to me. Like, and I'm going to have to find somebody kid and take to go see this movie.
Just grab a random
Just grab a random, yeah. Anybody want to let me borrow your child, I'm going to take them to go see cars.
So, ticket for you?
Ticket for me.
Is that a skip it for Brad?
Skip it for Brad.
Gary?
I'm still in the middle.
You ain't skip-tip.
Skip-tick.
Ticket again for me. Now, what else we got?
Well, also, Rough Night is opening. Rough Night stars five girls who are throwing a bachelorette party for Scarlett Johansson's character. And, honey, they party like rock stars until they invite a hot male stripper over to the house and accidentally kill him.
Oh,
my God. The rest of the movie is a dark comedy that has them dealing with this crazy situation and ultimately becoming even better friends.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's great.
I know that things are crazy right now, but you're gonna have a lot of material for my wedding speeches.
I had this nightmare where we had all killed a guy.
That is a reality.
What? No! Oh my God, jet lag is insane, you guys. It's no joke.
Okay, I have to say, another ticket for me. I love a girl trip movie. I love all of it. And that looked like it was funny and serious at the same time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love everybody that is involved in this
project. Hello.
I love Alana Glazer from Broad City.
Yeah.
I love Zoe Kravitz. I love
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. Jillian Bell is funny as hell.
Yes.
Like, everybody involved in this is funny.
Yes.
The cast is insane.
Exactly.
Really?
I think it's a great cast, and you can ticket for me.
Yep.
What about the movie, Gary, the movie?
On the 16th?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, ticket.
Are you available?
Yeah.
Schedule's
clear.
It's clear, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so girls trip to the movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, head crack, girls trip to
the movie. Wait, are you going?
Count me in. I'm down for the girls trip.
Boom.
Well, you can drive, and we're going to be partying, okay?
Yeah.
I'm trying not to kill you.
Okay. Oh, on rough night.
All right, yeah.
So you go away, because L.A. is back after the break with a crazy story about failing in life and what one country is doing about it. Stick around.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, I'd just like to say that I make fun of Heidi Hamilton a lot for her bad jokes, her bad hair, her bad pretty much everything about her. But there finally is a place for you, Heidi. They have opened the Museum of Failure. It's a museum.
It's a running loop of Heidi's dish clips.
It's actually a real museum that features products that have failed over time. Like, for instance, Heinz had a green ketchup.
I do remember that. The brain will not let you accept green ketchup.
No, because you think, this has gone bad. No, it's brand new, just opened, but it looks bad. They also released, check this out, Colgate Frozen Lasagna.
So you're talking Colgate, the toothpaste made?
Yeah, they released a frozen lasagna.
So instead of brushing your teeth, you eat lasagna. I'm in. How'd that fail?
Would you guys like to go to this museum? It sounds awesome.
It's a pick-me-up. You go and you see other things.
At least I'm not Colgate lasagna.
Yeah.
Got it.
You're more Crest spaghetti.
The show's over, but don't forget to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.